بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 143, and we are moving with the points of benefit, and the verse we're talking about is chapter 2, verse 143. قال الله عز وجل, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه وإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. Thus we have made you true Muslims a wasat nation, a just and best nation, that you be witnesses over mankind and the messenger be a witness over you. And we made the qibla which you used to face, direction and prayers, only to test those who followed the messenger from those who would turn on their heels and disobey the messenger. Indeed, it was great, heavy, except for those whom Allah guided. And Allah would never make your faith, your prayers, to be lost. Truly, Allah is full of kindness, the most merciful towards mankind. We have reached point number 14, point of benefit number 14. The verse makes clear the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those whom He guides, because He related the guidance to Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the greatest grace bestowed on a person, is that Allah guides him to Islam. And thus a person should feel that, and feel that it is the grace of Allah upon him and not related to himself, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that clear in Surah Al-Hujurat, in chapter 49, verse 17. يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم. They regard as favor upon you that they have embraced Islam. Say, count not your Islam as a favor upon me. Nay, but Allah has conferred a favor upon you that He has guided you to the faith, if you indeed are true. And we know that many people went astray from the truth, even though the truth is clear, and these people are many. Rather, they are most of people, most of mankind. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 116. وَإِن تُطَعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if you obey most of those on earth, they will mislead you far away from Allah's path. They follow nothing but conjectures, and they do nothing but lie. And look at this favor of Allah upon us, and His generosity upon us. He is the one who bestowed this upon us. Then He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Ar-Rahman, verse 60. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. Is there any reward for good other than good? It seems as if from this verse, it seems as if it was our favor upon Allah, and thus He rewarded us for this favor. Although his favor is first and foremost, he is the one who guided us in the first, in the beginning, and was good to us. So it is his favor, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and him being grateful, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the actions of his. Listen to him, Azza wa Jal, in Surah Al-Insan, chapter 6, 76, 22. إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. Allahu Akbar. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And it will be said to them, verily this is a reward for you, and your endeavor has been accepted. And the 15th point of benefit, nothing will be lost from the actions of the slave with Allah. If it is based upon faith, if it is based upon faith. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ, in the statement, in the verse earlier. Allah would never make your faith, the prayers in this case, to be lost. And we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions used to pray in the direction of Jerusalem. And this was based on faith, on iman. And their salah is iman, is faith. So with the direction or redirecting the qibla to Mecca, Allah is assuring them that they would never make their prayers to be lost. So you will find these actions based on iman recorded for you, whether in sayings or actions or even a motivation, if you intend them. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, من هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبت له حسنة كاملة. If somebody intends to do a good deed and does not do it, then Allah will write it for him a full good deed. والحمد لله. Then Allah will write it for him a full good deed. And from the benefits, number 16, is the affirmation of two of Allah's names, the most kind, Ar-Ra'uf, and the most merciful, Ar-Rahim, in this verse. Two names, Ar-Ra'uf, Allah is full of kindness, and the most merciful, Ar-Rahim, are affirmed in these, in this verse. Also, what is affirmed is what they comprise from the attributes. From the attributes of kindness, they denote the attribute of kindness, and the attribute of mercy. The 17th point of benefit, affirming the general mercy to all mankind. Affirming the general mercy to all mankind. Because Allah says, and He is the most merciful towards mankind. This mercy is a general one. This mercy is a general one, through which people attain their living and their provisions from food, drinks, clothing, etc. As to the particular rahmah, as to the particular mercy, the special one, then it is special and particular to the believers, and through which the happiness in this life and the hereafter is attained. Like, for example, the knowledge knowledge, beneficial knowledge and iman and faith, which produce or lead to obedience to Allah and His Messenger. This is from the particular mercy upon the believers. This is from the particular mercy upon the believers, upon the believers. A special one. The 18th point of benefit is that actions are from iman. Actions are from iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to their salah, to their prayers, as iman when He said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. Allah would never make your iman, and this was referring to the salah, their prayers in the direction of Jerusalem. And this is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is because the creed that al-amal, actions, is part of iman. And this verse is one of their evidences, the evidences of Ahlul Sunnah. And other evidences is in the hadith, for example, reported by Sahih, by Muslim in his Sahih, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة. Faith has over 70 or over 60 branches. فأفضلها, the most excellent of which, قول لا إله إلا الله, the saying لا إله إلا الله. Faith has over 70 or another narration 60 branches, the most excellent of which is the saying, the utterance of لا إله إلا الله, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. And the humblest of which, and the humblest of which is the removal of what is injurious from the path, from the road. And the humblest of which is the removal of what is injurious from the path. And وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And modesty is a branch of faith. And modesty is branch of faith. So, here for example, let's examine this hadith. The saying, La ilaha illallah, affirms that the actions of the tongue are part of iman. The actions of the tongue are part of iman, because this is an utterance on the tongue. La ilaha illallah, when you say that. And certainly, this must be based on an action of the heart, that you utter it with conviction. And then in the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, وَإِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, and removal of injurious subjects from the path, is from the actions of the body, the limbs. And also the Prophet saying, Prophet ﷺ saying, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ, and modesty is a branch of faith, this is from the actions of the heart. Similarly, we know that iman also refers to conviction, because of the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, faith is to believe in Allah, the angels, the books, the messengers, the pre-decree, the last day. So he said, and تؤمن بالله, that you believe in Allah, and this is a conviction in the heart. So from this we conclude, and the evidences are much more than this, that faith with Ahlul Sunnah comprises the conviction of the heart, the saying of the tongue, and the actions of the heart, as well as the actions of the limbs. And when we say the actions of the heart, meaning the fear, the hope, the love, these are the actions of the heart, and they are part of faith. And our saying that al-a'malu min al-iman, actions are from faith, means it is originating due to faith. Faith is the driving force, is the driving force leading to the actions. And that's why the actions of the hypocrites are not from Iman. That's why the actions of the hypocrites are not from Iman, because the action of the hypocrite, meaning his prayers, his remembrance of Allah, his spending, is not considered from Iman, is not considered from faith.